Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. While looking at the nutrition labels on food products can be useful, it can also be confusing. Low fat, saturated fats, unsaturated fats, trans fats are typically listed on the labels of foods you may be shopping for. The food we eat is actually classified into three general groups. Proteins, carbohydrates, and fats make up our diets. In today's Monday Molecule, we're going to look more closely at that fat category. Some fats, occurring in animals, are solids. Others, mostly from plant sources, are usually liquid in form. Taken together, solid fats and liquid fats, which are also called oils, are classified as lipids. Lipids in our bodies have many important functions, such as stored energy sources. Some are critical components in our cell membranes, and some help dissolve critical vitamins, while others are associated with health-related problems, such as heart disease. So are fats in foods helpful or harmful? Have you looked for fat-free food? The answer really is that fats can be both helpful and harmful. Fats contain far more calories than carbohydrates or proteins, so they can be good sources of energy. We know, though, that too many calories can't be good for us. Some fats are given the label essential. This just means that we need them in our diet because we can't make them ourselves. Let's take a closer look at some essential fats that, in reasonable amounts, are good for us. In today's Monday Molecule, we focus on an essential, unsaturated type of fat called alpha-linoic acid, or let's just call it ALA. First, what makes it essential? We need it, but we cannot make it, so it is essential to eat foods that have ALA in them, such as flaxseed, walnuts, salmon, leafy vegetables, and plant oils. Next, what makes this molecule unsaturated? The carbon atoms in fat molecules attach to each other in an atom-to-atom chain-like formation. That's the main structure of a fat molecule. If the carbon atoms in the chain are attached to each other at only one place, every carbon in the chain can freely spin and rotate independently around that one place. This gives the chain flexibility. When the carbon atoms in the chain only have that single attachment to each other, we say that the molecule is saturated. Now, imagine lots of these chains near each other. Since each chain is constantly twisting and turning, nearby chains do the same thing. They begin to have entanglements between one chain and many other chains as the chains take on many forms. The chain will have loops, twists, and turns. Well, it might help you to think of these flexible carbon chains and saturated fats as you would if you had some necklaces, all in a plastic bag. If you were to shake the bag, the flexible necklace chains would become entangled, and they'd begin to look like one big mass. Well, here's what happens. The many twists and turns of entangled carbon chains in a saturated fat are typically going to do the same thing, and they'll end up as a solid mass. You can actually often see this solid in certain cuts of meat. Some carbon chains, typically found in plants, form two attachments between adjacent carbon atoms. These double attachments make that part of the chain rigid and unable to twist and turn randomly. If one atom of carbon in the chain twists left, the doubly attached carbon next to it must also turn left. This puts a rigid kink in the chain. So these molecules, with more rigid structures, do not entangle with each other as much as the saturated fats. Since these molecules are not entangled like a solid mass, they can flow over each other a bit more, and they tend to be like liquids or oils. ALA is one such oil. We call these less tangled, doubly attached carbon chains unsaturated chains. Now, this is an important designation for us because we can break down unsaturated molecules in oils more easily than the solid mass of saturated fats. Many foods contain both saturated and unsaturated fats. The American Heart Association has researched the pros and cons of saturated and unsaturated fats. Their current conclusions, which could be subject to change with ongoing research, generally recommends that diets can contain both saturated and unsaturated fats, but the recommended grams of saturated fats should be kept minimally below 13 grams per day. Other studies are available that dispute the Heart Association's findings. Certainly, not all fats are alike. You may find trans fats listed on some processed foods. These manufactured fat molecules do have a double attachment between carbon atoms, but unlike other natural unsaturated fats, they can produce undesirable effects. ALA molecules have a long 18-carbon chain, but starting with the third carbon from the end, we find a double attachment between two carbons in the 18-member chain. We say that ALA is an omega-3 fatty acid because the first double bond is at the third carbon from the end of the chain. ALA is also a polyunsaturated fat because it has more than one place where double attachments can be found. Multiple double attachments in the molecule further prevent entanglements with other nearby chains. You can also find important omega-6 and omega-9 fatty acid molecules in food. Again, the numbers just tell us where the first double attachment between carbon atoms in the chain can be found. If there's only one double attachment present in the carbon chain, the fat is said to be monounsaturated. So, getting the skinny on fats is important. Watch for omega-3 fats that are essential. Note the different amounts of saturated and unsaturated fats on food labels. Never make dietary decisions without consulting health professionals. You can also contact me via email for more fat-related questions and suggest other interesting candidates for Monday Molecule programs that you would like to know more about. Email me at mondaysmolecule@gmail.com.